What's up, K-State Nation?
Eddie Greer, host of the Furrow Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports. And go right off the bat here, postcast real quick of tennis, women's tennis team, as they continue to struggle a little bit as they lost. They did play. I think they did play also today. I want to say that because I thought they played yesterday as well, but I'll double check it as I'm recording this on this late Sunday night, folks, after a busy day, really, of activities. And then, of course, recording the postcast of the men's back-breaking loss. But the K-State losing trend continues with the women's tennis team as they're coming. And remember, the girls are coming off a tough stretch the previous weekend against Power 5 teams, 8th-ranked Stanford and Arkansas, which you struggled there as well. But K-State here, they did come out on a house of fire early in these matches. They did win two of these games. But at the end of the day, Denver beats K-State 4-2. This was on Friday afternoon, right here in Manhattan. I don't know, it wasn't in Manhattan. it was in Iowa. Check that, excuse me. So as I double check my notes, yeah, I don't know why I said Manhattan. I might be looking at the script. But the Hawkeye Tennis and Rec Complex in Iowa City, Iowa. And another tough loss, again, for this women's tennis team. They did, however, again, score 2 points there in this game here. The 2 points came from the sophomore, Florentine Deckers, who beat Andrea Brigitte Bertrand in the number two spot, 6-2, 6-0, and 7-5 there. And how about Manami Yukita, also from the sixth spot, the sixth girl getting it done. Against Claudia Martinez de Fasquel, 6-3, 6-3, 7-5. I'm not gonna do the three. That just doesn't make any sense. So let's look at reading what it is. There's some Yukita has been impressive here early in the season, despite K-State losing the overall matches there. The freshman Rosila Grusinska, she was up first in that first set there, but the loss to Taylor Melville, 6-3, 6-3, 7-5. For Vanessa Suarez, the freshman, also these were tough games, man. If you go with three sets, you're battling. And kudos to the K-State women's team for doing that. Even though they were on the overall losing end, but these girls this time around showed a lot of fight. As we finish up the Suarez match against Britt Purcell. On this game, 7-5, 7-5, 6-3. In number four spot, Rosanna Maffey. This is our pet peeve. If you're not going to finish it, why are we going to start it? that's what I'm saying. 7-6. It was 7-6. Her match was unfinished because probably the clinching spot there. And Maria Santos got swept in two sets in the number five position there. As well, they did. That does confirm my suspicion there on today, as they play home team Iowa State. So we'll definitely get some results on that as well. But you gotta give Jordan Smith a lot of credit here. Her girl, his girls are battling today or battle Friday. Unfortunately, they came out on the losing end here. So K-State now, the women's tennis wise, anyways. Now 1-4 on the 2023 campaign, and I don't have, ladies and gentlemen, at the moment it's recording, I don't have the score from the Iowa match, so that will have to come, but I'll record that tomorrow, and I'll be posted sometime this week. So definitely, this is your first time listening to this podcast, definitely make sure you first off subscribe, do your thing, spread the word to your K-State friends. If you're living, especially if you're here in Manhattan, but if you're living outside Manhattan, like Kansas City, Milwaukee, San Diego, like my guy Alex Aiden, or on the East Coast as well, definitely spread the word. Keep the word going, because we're the only podcast to post weekly content every week
on pretty much almost 7 days a week, pretty much. So definitely make sure you spread the word here about this podcast. Of course, a lot more coming up on a kind of a rough week for K-State sports across the board, except for track and field, who continue to do their thing in the indoor season. So we'll get on that. And before I close this out, appreciate the downloads as well. Obviously, you guys, K-State Nation, and other folk love the postcast and love the postcast. Just trying to stay up to date with everything else. I know football comes first in this town, obviously, with the defending Big 12 champions going in the coming this fall, and everything else like that. Men's basketball trying to get out of funk. But there's other sports going on as well. I try to do my best to try to stay on top of it the best way I can. So definitely, what makes our podcast unique, a lot more different and stand out than the main K-State podcast, which, again, no offense, because, again, those are good podcasts as well, with the best and the best in the business in K-State media. But when it comes to all around K-State sports, you want to make sure you're staying locked in with this podcast, because this podcast is going to get you somewhere as well. So I don't want to throw that in there as well. But K-State women's tennis losing their first day one against Denver on Friday afternoon in Iowa City, 4-2. And, again, I'll record when I have that. Those results, I will talk about them here on the Pro Project Podcast. The match against Iowa, which went down earlier around lunchtime. So definitely, we'll see what happens. But definitely, the girls definitely show some improvement. That is for sure, even though in a losing effort, 4-2 over Denver. Eddie Greer, go Cats, the host of the Pro Project Podcast. We'll talk to you next time on the next edition of the PPPD.